County Division III relative policy score sheet. And our location is, well, I don't know why that one popped up, but it did. Right east of the Highway 86 bridge. And I think he included in your packet a brighter overview of the project.
Greg up.
As you can see on the packet that I put together, that rectangle area that I spoke to you about last time towards Westheimer Drive there would also be included in the property. That would allow the project to meet up in to Westheimer Drive on that side and maybe allow some access in off of that side also. Hopefully it shows it there well enough. And then we've got a entryway here down on the west side of the property. We have met with MoDOT. They've looked at the entrance egress, give us some verbal approval that they didn't have any problem putting in a commercial, 30-foot commercial drive there that meets right to a easement that is supplied by the Corps of Engineers that goes onto the property. So we can, you know, come in from that area there, and MoDOT has no problem with the entry there. On the other end, Westheimer, if you look on my, Scott, do you have my drawing there? Yeah, can you make that a little bigger there? Yeah, you can see where we could come through to Westheimer Drive over there, and then there's an entryway out on the highway there also that we could access the property from the east side of the property. That's actually an Oakmont Road. That's all in Oakmont community there. I've also either have under contract or have already purchased several of the lots on the south side of Westheimer and south and east side of Westheimer, right up there at the entryway at Westheimer Drive there.
Is that Long Creek Drive right there?
It sure is, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right there, Westview.
Westview.
Yeah, that's Long Creek. Mm-hmm. Those two lots right there, Scott, right next to where you're at, that one and that one, I have a contract. One of them's purchased, one of them I have a contract on. It actually meets all the way over to Long Creek Drive.
So there are no homes on Westview?
They're up to the top by between the highway. Yeah, you can see them there. There's a home there and there, and then there's a home way down on the corner.
And there's Long Creek Road.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you mind if I approach and show you the lots that I've...
You've owned those two right there on the top.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Plus.
Yeah.
And as far as the project, you're looking here. It says nightly rental, timeshare, and whole ownership sales.
Yeah.
In the mixed use development.
Sure.
Do we have any questions for the applicant? Scott, can you zoom out just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I spoke, show the bridge.
I spoke with Devin with Taney County Road and Bridge. Did you guys get his letter?
Yes, he did.
Okay. I was corresponding with him and MoDOT both.
And across the lake, Mr. Friend has the DeMonica development on the other side of the bridge currently. Okay, well, let's see who we've got that wants to speak. So, opposed? Okay, we've got somebody wants to go first?
Yep.
All right.
I wasn't sure what pictures you would have available, so I brought a few of my own. I hope you can see these from there. I'll set them here. And I have handouts for each of you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Eileen Stern. I'm here representing the Long Creek Homeowners Association, located on Rocky Road in Ridgedale. We're here tonight to voice our objections to this proposed development. Per Mr. Friend's project summary, he's basically requesting a blank check to develop anything he wants on this property. Shown on his site drawings are seven multi-unit buildings with appropriate parking areas and eight single-family homes, totaling 400 units. The housing density proposed is way out of proportion to existing density in the area. Adjacent just south to the proposed development is my community, 10 single-family homes on approximately the same amount of land where he's wanting to put 400 units. Over 80% of the homes in this area are occupied by year-round residents. This development would bring in a huge number of visitors in our area and destroy our quiet rural environment. Just think, with 400 units, it could mean thousands of people per year coming into this site. We have reviewed the Taney County Development Guidance Code and have cited areas in the document that I have given you throughout that where this proposal fails to meet the code, particularly for compatibility. Since the land is on a hillside, and a quite sharp hillside, than the nearby residents, the tall buildings within the 76 stories could actually be built within that 70-foot building height limit. These units would be clearly visible and audible. In addition to noise in general, special events at the proposed development would produce noise pollution that would destroy the peace and quiet for the nearby residences. This occurs today at DeMonico's resort, where we can hear across the lake. Lights for the several large parking lots would be visible from nearby residences, contributing to additional light pollution in the area. Both these nuisances would have a negative effect on property values for us. I have my one question: how does the developer plan to mitigate the noise and light pollution produced by this development? Again, in the document I provided for you, we have shown how the proposed development is as reflected in your own planning codes, and you will see those noted throughout the handout that you were given. We think, based on these sites, that this proposed development would not be at all compatible in the area. I'll speak to roads and traffic and safety. Where will the primary access to the property be located? Other developments in the area have contributed to a large increase of traffic in this area, especially on Long Creek Road. The proposed main entrance to the property, I think, was suggested on Highway 86. This is in a section between Lakecrest Drive and the Highway 86 bridge. Exiting from Long Creek Road or any other entry or access in that area to eastbound traffic is a blind corner to oncoming traffic. The proposed 86 access to the property would similarly create blind corners for both downhill and for eastbound and westbound traffic as it's on a very sharp curve. It's already a kind of a dangerous position for us to be going in and out. I've come close many times to being rear-ended as I wait to turn left onto Long Creek Road. I wonder if the developer has addressed with MoDOT the need perhaps for a turn lane on Highway 86 in order to enter and exit the property, although 86 is quite narrow in that area.
10 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, let me hurry. Water. A system of wells to service 400 units would be required. Removing this wastewater from the water table would impact the wells of the nearby homes and would require increasing the depth of existing wells. I have questions for the developer. A waste treatment plant to support 400 units would be quite large, smelly, noisy, as you can see by other areas. We have noted in other areas in our by Blue Green. The proposed development is on a hill. There's basically no flat area on the property. The proposed development would require major land disturbances. It would also result in the deforestation of most of the property. Site erosion would be a major problem that would affect adjacent properties. Without proper storm water control, the dry creek bed at the south edge of the property would become overwhelmed. The proposed development will be much higher than the surrounding properties. It would be impossible to create adequate greenbelt buffer areas to provide these properties with privacy from the development. Occupants of the multi-story buildings would be able to look down into the homes, the yards, and the decks of the neighbors. The applicant has a poor record of completing projects. For example, the property northwest of 86 Bridge has been under development for over 4 years, and the only thing in place there is an unfinished concrete brick structure, I suppose an elevator shaft. We're concerned that a similar development schedule would result in this project. Site prep would start, resulting in removal of many trees, and would be years before anything meaningful is built. You only have to recall the debacle of Indian Ridge to know what our fears may be. As far as the Table Rock Master Plan, the area is dangerous.
Ma'am, you passed your, if you want to go to summary real quick.
Summary real quick.
I'll let you finish up.
Okay. The residents of Long Creek Homeowners Association is strongly opposed to this development. The developer's proposal does not meet the compatibility guidelines as outlined in the County Development Guidance Code. The proposal is incomplete, vague, and doesn't address numerous and significant issues surrounding this project. We cannot see how approval can ever be given for a development of this type on the property. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Let's let them. There's a row of individuals. They seem to have a schedule. Who's going first, second, third? All right. Well, let's execute it.
Hi, my name is Randy Darden. I live at 107 Rocky Road. I'm also a member of the Homeowners Association. I just want to voice my disapproval of this plan. I'm really concerned about the traffic and especially the Westview Drive Road. That road today is mostly unimproved. There's a small section that is gravel, but the picture here is deceptive. It's not improved at all. It's just ruts in the hill. It's also very steep. If you also look at the applicant's drawing for their property, where they proposed the road,